As some legislators were arriving at the August House to dispense the business of the day, more than 500 WOZA members gathered outside the parliament, demanding a speedy completion of the constitutional revision process and other issues. WOZA coordinator Jenny Williams said the demonstrators managed to present their petition to the Clerk of Parliament, Austin Zoma, and top on their demands is the issue of the constitution-making process, among other issues. Williams said unity government principals should lay their hands off the draft governing charter. President Robert Mugabe has said principals have the final say on the constitution-making process, while his opposite number, Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, has repeatedly said unity government leaders cannot veto what the people said during the outreach program.
The issues also today are the issues of the draft constitution. We are tired of negotiated constitutions. We want that constitution that was presented by COPAC to remain intact. And we want all those victories that we saw for women to be intact. But for those victories to be fully realized, we need a devolved system of government. Yes. And that is what we want to be kept in this draft.
Williams said water problems affecting people in all major cities and towns are a cause for concern.
But also we are here today to complain about the issue of water. It is an issue affecting people from Gombe to Kuadzana to Magwegwe to Nkulumane in Bulawayo. Yes, yes. And it is an issue affecting women. It is the women who have to carry that water. It is the women who have to fight for time in the queues. It is the women who have to fight with the ZANU-PF marshals that are now taking ownership of the boreholes and water support systems. And we are tired of this politicization and militarization of the society. That is why we have come here today to demand peace now. We don't want a promise of peace. We want peace now.
Some demonstrators such as Tendai Chapeama said they were not happy that Zimbabwe is in reverse gear because of power blackouts and poor road networks.
Now we don't even know the difference between urban and rural areas. If you walk around the country, it's now all native.
As Williams was talking to journalists outside the parliament building, some police officers forced Williams and the media practitioners to leave. Williams then complained about the police harassment.
Yes, we managed to submit it despite the fact that police tried to pull us away. We are used to them blocking us, but we will not allow them to continue to block us.
MDCT legislator for Zengeza West constituency, Colin Guyo, who witnessed the placard carrying WOZA members demonstrating at parliament, said there was nothing wrong for anyone to demonstrate at the August House.
I think it's correct, and they're actually expressing their democratic right to express issues that affect women. And it is my hope that they'll be taken up by the relevant authorities and also relevant ministries.
Studio 7 failed to obtain comment from Zoma and the Speaker of the House of Assembly, Love Momoyo. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.